1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. In the holy book. Amen. The only living book. The precious, holy, written Word of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Don't you just love when you put your thumb there and you open right to it? Yes. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me just read with you here, beginning in verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Say amen if you're there. Say oh my if you need some time. Oh my, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in your Bible. It's right after 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And I'll be kicking it up a notch because I had a complaint that I'm too quiet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a loud preacher. Amen. That's just part of my mystique. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit, see, that's the Holy Spirit, the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, and by the same Spirit, to another faith. Now, that's not general faith. That's the gift of faith. We'll be talking about that next week. By the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles. We looked at that last week because we're talking about the power gifts. To another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, varied kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work at that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man and woman severally, at least two, as he will. Amen? So there's the gifts of the Spirit listed by the Apostle Paul. They're broken into three groups commonly. They're broken into the power gifts, the revelation gifts, and the utterance gifts. We're starting out with the power gifts. The power gifts are the working of miracles, the gifts of healings, plural, you'll see that as we go. It is not the gift of healing. No one has the gift of healing. You hear people? This is not a put down. This is just to help you. It's just a little pastoral counsel. I'm just doing my job. You hear on Christian television constantly, so-and-so has the gift of healing. The gift of healing. There is no gift of healing. It is the gifts, plural, of healings, plural. You'll see that as we go because we're going to cover the gifts of healings tonight. Amen? We're talking right now about the three groupings of gifts. The gifts of the Spirit are broken into three categories. The power gifts, which is the working of miracles, gifts of healings, and the gift of faith. And they're called power gifts because they do something. The power gifts are called power gifts because they do something. And then in future lessons, sessions, classes, services, whatever you want to call them, we'll move into the revelation gifts. They're called revelation gifts because they reveal something. Amen? That would be the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. We'll cover that later. And then there are the utterance gifts, group number three, category three, the utterance gifts. And they're called utterance gifts because they say something. Amen? There's something that are uttered supernaturally by the Spirit of God. Now, a lot of times the gifts of the Spirit overlap one another like the colors of the rainbow. And it's hard to tell, to discern where one gift lets off and another one begins to operate. But for teaching purposes, we do our best to separate them. Amen? What we're sharing in these sessions is not the final word on the gifts of the Spirit. There's just not enough time. Amen? We could teach on the gifts of the Spirit from the Scripture for months on end. Amen? Hallelujah. We do our best to separate them for teaching purposes. Amen? But they frequently operate together. I always say they're like the colors of the rainbow. It's tough to tell where the orange stops and the yellow picks up. Amen? But we do our best and God honors it. Amen? Tonight we're going to be talking about the gifts of healings. Last time we were together, we talked about the working of miracles. Let me just read with you, if you'd go over there, please. You're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Look right there in verse 28, just to show you that there is no gift of healing. It is the gifts of healings. And everyone doesn't have, there's no one individual that operates in all the healing gifts. Verse 28, God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles. Look at how he puts teaching, by the way, if I may, apostles, prophets, and teachers. You know, apostles and prophets in the Bible are first and foremost teachers before they're anything. Anybody who comes along and proclaims themselves to be a prophet or an apostle best first be a teacher of God's Word. They best be able to teach foundational and major Bible doctrines or they're not doing their job. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2 and 2 Timothy 1, he said, I'm first a preacher and then I'm an apostle. I'm first a teacher and then I'm a prophet. Amen? And Paul lists right here, before the gifts, he places the teaching offices of apostle, prophet, and teachers. And then after that, miracles. Why did he place miracles and healings after teachers? Because teaching will result in signs, wonders, and miracles. But signs, wonders, and miracles never taught anybody a thing about the Bible. Amen? So, hallelujah. Help me to stay on track, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen? Then, look at this. Gifts of healings. You see that plural? Back over here in the same chapter, in verse 9, the translators put gifts of healing. But the same word, I've looked it up many times. In verse 9, that word healing is the same word as the word healings in verse 28. It's actually gifts of healings. That's a translation mistake in verse 9. Verse 28 is proper. There are gifts of healings, plural, not a gift of healing. I've heard many, many people say Benny Hinn has the gift of healing, and Benny Hinn will be the first one to tell you, I do not have the gift of healing. There is no gift of healings. Benny Hinn will tell you that he operates in healing gifts, certain healing gifts, according to the will of God. Amen? There is no single healing gift. Now, before we go into it, let me just remind you what we talked about last week. We talked about power gift number one. Not necessarily in order of importance, but in the order that we're teaching it in. Amen? Power gift number one, the working of miracles. And we saw that the working of miracles is when God moves and suspends the laws of nature and moves supernaturally. Amen? Like Jesus walking on water. That was the working of miracles. Jesus suspended the very laws of nature and walked on water contrary to the laws of nature. We used our friend, who's in heaven now, Brother Ronald Coyne, Reverend Ronald Coyne. God suspended the laws of nature when he was 8 years old, touched an empty eye socket, and caused that boy and that man to see for 43 years through an empty eye socket, with or without his plastic eye in place. God suspended the laws of nature to do that. And you know the Bible says God is no respecter of persons? You know, Peter said in Acts 10:34, he said, I perceive of a truth God is no respecter of persons. That doesn't mean that he respects Ronald Coyne more than he respects you. It means he respects us all the same. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 2:11, he also said, God is no respecter of persons. What God does for one, he desires to do for another. Jesus said, all things are possible if only you will expect. All things are possible. The working of miracles. God suspends the laws of nature. And once he suspends them, he moves supernaturally to do his good pleasure. Amen? And we also saw the working of miracles. When the working of miracles is in manifestation, it's a human being performing the miracle, not God. It's a human being performing the miracle, not God. When the gifts of healings are in operation, God heals through that person. Through an evangelist, through a minister, through a pastor. But on the other hand, when the working of miracles is in operation, God's not moving through that person. God allows that person to borrow his power momentarily to actually perform the miracle, to actually perform the miracle, to actually perform the miracle with his power. We saw that over there in 2 Kings chapter 2, didn't we? Where Elisha took Elijah's mantle after Elijah had gone to heaven and he was taken up by the chariots of God. Elisha picked up his mantle, rolled it up, smote the River Jordan, and the river parted supernaturally, congealed on either side, piled up on either side of him. This was no trickling brook. This was the mighty River Jordan, separated, and he walked across supernaturally on dry ground. The Bible says that Elisha did that, not God, on God's borrowed power. Amen? So when the working of miracles are in operation, that individual is actually performing that miracle on God's behalf through the borrowed use of his power. Daisy Gillick, Sister Daisy Gillick, the evangelist that prayed for our friend Ronald Coyne, who had no eyeball, surgically removed, his right eyeball was. Daisy Gillick prayed for Ronald Coyne when he was 8 years old. He began to see through an empty eye socket. For 43 years, he literally traveled the world and led millions of people to Jesus Christ through demonstrating that miracle. He demonstrated that miracle on two occasions in our church in Oklahoma, outside of Oklahoma City. Popped out his prosthetic eye, put it on my pulpit, eye patched up. I took a handkerchief and folded it 8 times. Took a half a roll of adhesive tape, put it over his existing eye, made sure he could not see. He read personal identification, newspaper articles, birth certificates, magazines, every person in that church who came. He read everything they gave him to read through an empty eye socket. That's supernatural. That's supernatural. That's the working of miracles and manifestation. Daisy Gillick. Now, Barbara and I knew Ronald Coyne. God gave me a friendship with Ronald Coyne just before he went to heaven. I'm not telling you about somebody I read about in a book somewhere, although I did read about him in Gordon Lindsay's book, and that's what made me call him. And God gave me favor with him, and we befriended one another. Amen? He used to call me on the telephone. I said to him one day on the telephone, Ronald, could you see out of that eye only when you're in church? You'll have to forgive me for asking the stupid question, but I need to know this. Can you only see out of that eye when you're in church demonstrating that miracle? Or can you see out of it all the time? An empty eye socket. He said, Brother John, I can see out of that eye 24/7 driving down the road. I can see with my prosthetic eye in or my prosthetic eye out. He said, I can see right through my prosthetic eye as if it's not even there. That's a miracle. God suspended the laws of nature and moved supernaturally, allowing Daisy Gillick to do it. Now, I knew Ronald Coyne, but Barbara had a friendship with Daisy Gillick, the woman who prayed for him. Barbara worked for the ministry of Dr. T.L. and Daisy Osborne for almost 20 years. Knew the Osbornes personally, was the Osbornes' personal assistant for a number of years, traveled the world with Daisy Osborne, and Daisy Gillick was Dr. T.L. Osborne's sister, and Barbara knew her as well. Knew her personally, the woman who prayed for Ronald when he was a little boy. God used her to perform that miracle. We see throughout Scripture, when the working of miracles is in manifestation, God is allowing the human being to perform the miracle on his behalf. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Well, that's too bad for you. So there. That's what the Bible reveals. Amen? This isn't about what we think. This isn't about our opinion. This is about the precious, holy, written Word of God. Whenever Elijah or Elisha was used of God to perform in the working of miracles, it was them performing the miracle by God loaning them his power. Now, on the other hand, the second power gift, the one that we're covering tonight, by the way, we're in the middle of a spiritual gift series. We began last week at the power gifts. Amen. And then we're going to move into the revelation gifts. And we're going to move into the utterance gifts. There's three in each category. We're just getting started. You want to be here for all of them. Amen. You don't want to miss this. Or you live in spiritual darkness for the rest of your life. Amen. We're moving tonight into the gifts of healings. We just read from Paul's epistle to the Corinthians that there's no such thing as the gift plural, singular, of healing, singular. Paul said, it is the gifts of healings, plural. Amen? Now, no one human being, with the exception of Jesus Christ, can operate in all of the healing gifts. Nobody could handle the gold, the glory, or the girls that would be thrown at them, or the guys, if you're a woman. If you could operate on all the gifts of healings like Jesus could. The Bible says in John 3:34 that only Jesus was anointed without measure because Jesus was God and He's the only one who could handle that kind of glory and that kind of attention. Amen? And that kind of pressure that people put on you when you're a human being operating in the miraculous. When you can heal anybody of anything at any time, you'll have the world at your feet. No human being can handle that except for Jesus. That's why the Bible says in John 3:34 that Jesus was anointed without measure. Amen? But, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12, He said, the works that I do, you will do also, only greater works you will do, because I go to be with the Father. He said, the same works that He did, we can do, not as individuals, but corporately as a body. The anointing without measure that was on the individual Jesus is now on His entire body. You see that? We share His power. None of us could handle the power that Jesus had. We share all of His power corporately. That's why when it comes to the gifts of healings, no one operates in all the healing gifts. Some people believe that there's 12 categories of sickness in the human race. So they believe that there's 12 healing gifts. Other people believe that there's 39, the same number of stripes they believe Jesus received. They believe that there's 39 categories of human sickness, classifications that all disease comes under. So they believe that there are 39 gifts of healings. But the Bible doesn't teach the 12 theory or the 39 theory, so we shouldn't teach either theory. Amen? All we know is that there are gifts of healings. We don't know how many there are. Amen? Amen? God knows how many there are, and He knows when to manifest the ones that are needed the most. That's why Paul said, covet earnestly the best gifts. Well, what are the best gifts? The power gifts, the revelation, the utterance gifts? I don't know. Whatever ones are needed most at the moment, those are the best gifts. Amen? If you need healing in your body, a tongues and interpretation is not going to help you a whole lot. Amen? So if somebody's sick, you got sickness in the room, we don't covet tongues and interpretation, we covet healing. Amen? That's what Paul meant when he said, covet the best gifts. We don't know how many healing gifts there are. But we do know that certain people are anointed of God to open blind eyes. For example, Dr. T.L. Osborne's grandsons have tremendous results in other countries of the world, but they've done it right here in the United States of America. His grandsons have actually gone into hospitals or sanitariums, whatever they call them in other nations, and brought out every blind person in the sanitarium, lined them up in the front of the meeting, bopped each one on the top of the head, and every eye was opened. Those, his grandsons, is this true? They dare to go into schools for the blind in Africa, in other nations of the world, and invite them to their services to come and be healed. And then they flaunt the miracle, the gifts of healings, on behalf of God, to bring glory to God before the multitudes. And people come a-running to Jesus. Amen? That's how Ronald Coyne led millions of people to Jesus, the way that he did with that miracle healing that occurred in his body. On Oprah Winfrey, multiple times. Phil Donahue, multiple times. Geraldo Rivera, Geraldo couldn't get enough of them. Geraldo loves Pentecostal faith. Do you realize that? Geraldo's favorite cousin and best friend is an Assemblies of God minister. And Geraldo loves him with all of his heart. Geraldo loves Assembly of God theology. That's Pentecostal theology. Sally Jesse Raphael couldn't get enough of Ronald Coyne's miracle. He said, I'll come. As he told me on the telephone, he said, John, I told every one of them before I first came, and they continue to call me, and I remind them every time they call me, I'll come. But you've got to let me tell them that Jesus did this. I don't want folks thinking Allah did this. I don't want folks thinking Krishna did this. I don't want folks thinking this is some sort of fluke that just happened. Jesus did this for me. And he said, if you don't let me tell them about Jesus, I'll walk right off that set. And he said, they never bothered me. They just said, you come, you do as you please. Just show us that miracle. Amen? Miracles and gifts of healings are the dinner bell to salvation. Amen? Now, let me just define for you what the gifts of healings are. I already told you what the working of miracles is. The working of miracles is when God suspends the law of nature, every law of nature, and moves supernaturally. And my friend Ronald Coyne is just such a perfect example, because God suspended the laws of nature and caused him to see in spite of the laws of nature, in spite of the fact that he didn't have an eyeball in his right eye socket. Same socket. Same miracle. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The gifts of healings is when God moves supernaturally and heals without the use of medicine or doctors or medical technology. He moves independent of medicine, medication, and medical technology. Nothing wrong with doctors. They're of God. The wisdom doctors have comes from God. Amen? The wisdom for medical science comes from God. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift come down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen? If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. That's what Jesus said in John 10:10, when he said, the thief came to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly, and I am hot tonight, ain't I? Doctors and medicine come from God. The wisdom doctors and nurses operate in comes from God. We're not adverse to them. We're not opposed to them. We suggest that you use them if you don't have faith for healing. While you're building faith for healing, while you're healing, hearing the healing word of God by keeping it in front of your eyes and in your ears in services like this and in your own private reading time, while you're building faith for healing, if you get sickness in your body and you need medicine, you best get it and take it in Jesus' name. Use that wisdom. But don't use it as an excuse to not develop faith for healing. The gifts of healings are when God moves supernaturally and heals independent of hospitals, doctors, nurses, medication. And when the gifts of healings are in operation, it's always instant manifestation or near instant. Instant manifestation or near instant manifestation. Amen? Sometimes within hours, within a 24-hour period, the supernatural will occur. Amen? Yeah. Gifts of healings. Some people can heal blind eyes. Other people can open deaf ears, but they can't do a thing for the blind. Other people can... Dr. Kenneth Hagin had tremendous results with tumors, cancers, and growths. That's why the devil hated him, man. Amen? Because tumors, cancers, and growths are of the devil. They're not of God. God doesn't use sickness and disease to teach. 2 Timothy 3:16 says that he uses his word. Says that the word is profitable for reproof, rebuke, instruction, and correction. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law of sickness and disease and poverty and tumors and growths and cancers. Amen? Galatians 3:13, haven't been made a curse for us. Those things are all curses for disobedience and for sin. Did Jesus bear your sin on Calvary? Then he bore the penalty for your sin. Amen? God doesn't want you to be sick, and that's why he's put gifts of healings in the earth. Amen? Now, I want to say something here. That gifts of healing... People say, how come we don't see supernatural healing in the body of Christ today like people in other countries, underdeveloped nations? Why? Why don't we see more instant healings, the gifts of healings in operation the way that people do in Africa and Asia and India? Well, because... The gifts of healings, primarily, are not for God's children. Primarily. They're not for the body of Christ. They're for the world. They're the dinner bell to salvation. See, God will perform supernatural miracles and healings before the eyes of the world to get them to listen to the gospel. We're going to look at an example of that in the book of Acts in one moment. That doesn't mean God doesn't want you healed. But didn't Jesus say, you know, this is one of the last things Jesus said as he was leaving this earth. He said, in my name, those who believe will cast out unclean spirits. They'll lay hands on the sick and they will what? They will recover. They'll not be instantly healed. God wants his children, his family, to learn how to get healed by meditating on his word. God wants his family, his children, to trust his word, to build on the word, not on the gifts. But he makes an exception for the world. To get them in the family. And then once they come in, he expects them to grow in the word too. How does faith come? How does faith for healing come? By hearing the healing word. Romans 10:17. Jesus said, we'll lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Not they'll be instantly healed, they'll recover. They'll go into the recovery process. Recovery speaks of progression. Now, I'm not saying that the gifts of healing cannot and will not operate in the body, because they do occasionally. But mostly, it's for the people of the world to get them to listen to the gospel. Once you're in the kingdom, God expects you to grow up in knowledge of His Word and develop your faith for healing, learn the covenant of healing, learn how to take authority over the devil for yourself and to stand for your healing and to receive with your own faith, not the faith of the evangelist or the pastor or the teacher. Woo!
Amen.
That's good preaching.
Amen.
Because it's the Holy Spirit. You don't want to hear what I have to say. I'd just get you goofed up. Did you understand what I just said? The working of miracles and the gifts of healings are primarily, they're called the dinner bell to salvation by many ministers. God will cause them to operate out in the world. That's why you hear about it frequently in other nations. Spectacular miracle healings. And then people from every village round about comes running to see Brother so-and-so who's been crippled for 40 years is walking. Brother Sister so-and-so who's been blind from birth for 55 years is seeing. People come out and they want to see this God who's performing the miraculous. And then the evangelist who God's using to perform the miracles and the healings, if he has any good sense at all, he'll preach the gospel like Peter did. Look at Acts chapter 3 in your Bible if you would. Hallelujah. Should we knock off here or should we finish? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speaking God's Word is power. And if you have any questions, because we're recording the message, if you hold them to the end, we'll answer for you, because the people listening, you see I got a little microphone on here, it doesn't pick up any voice but mine, so the people can only hear me answering the question, they can't hear you ask it. But I'll be more than glad to do my best to answer any questions after the service, amen, for a small love offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. $15 minimum. Hallelujah. 2 for 25. Acts chapter 3, we're talking about the gifts of healings. And yes, the gentleman asked the question, do our words have power when we speak them? Absolutely everything God does, He does by the power of words. Amen? You get saved by confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You get healed by opening your mouth and saying, sickness, go in Jesus' name. You prosper by opening your mouth and saying, prosperity, come in Jesus' strong name. We're talking about the gifts of healings being the dinner bell to salvation, how God uses these spectacular gifts and demonstration out in the world to draw attention to His Son Jesus. Somebody prays in Jesus' name, a gift goes into manifestation, one of the gifts of healings, the cripple is walking, the blind is seeing, and everybody comes running. Amen? And that's how God intends to use these gifts. But occasionally they do operate in the body. But don't, if you have sickness in your body, don't wait for the gifts of healings to go into operation. Because what are you going to do if they don't? Build your faith in the Word of God. And immediately begin to go into the recovery process. Don't take no for an answer. Know that God doesn't use sickness to teach you anything. He uses His Word. And that it's always His will for you to be healed. And you will receive. But you've got to use your faith. Amen? That's why Paul said, as children of God, be imitators thereof. God doesn't take any guff from the devil, and He doesn't expect His children to.
Amen.
Tell him, go! You lying devil. Up your nose with a rubber hose. It's never God's will for me to be sick. I didn't say sickness doesn't come, because it does. But when it comes, we don't receive it. Amen? That's why James said, resist the devil, he will flee. I know where we're going. We're going to Acts chapter 3. Say amen if you're there.
Amen.
This is good preaching and teaching tonight. Amen. Just like every other night around here. Amen. Except I have kicked it up a notch because I had a complaint that I'm being a little too subdued lately. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody just rebuked me for backsliding and I received the correction. Amen. Hallelujah. And I appreciate it. I won't let it happen again. Look right here. And Acts 10, if I do, somebody just say something to me. Amen? You just give me the boot and I'll kick it up a notch again. Now, Peter and John, in chapter 3, verse 1, went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to read a little bit here, but this is good. Amen? How's the temperature in here? It's a little warm in here? Well, let me just take it to task here with the remote control. Amen. The cool breath of God will blow in this room in the next 2 minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. And a certain man, in verse 2, lame from his mother's womb, over 40 years we're going to see, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms, that's giving to the poor, almsgiving, of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John, are you there? About to go into the temple, asked of them an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them. Please say this next word with me. Expecting to receive something of them. Let me just, if you'd all look at me for a moment. Please look at me for a moment and don't read, okay? I want to ask you a question. This man was at this gate for nearly 40 years. Jesus Christ passed by that man almost on a daily basis, for at least 3.5 years as Jesus went in and out of that temple. Walked by that man and that man was never healed. Why was he healed when Peter and John came through that day? He was expecting. It wasn't Jesus' fault that he didn't get healed when Jesus was there. He never expected. He's probably curious about Jesus, but he never got into expectation. When he finally got into expectation about his healing, long after Jesus was gone, God was able to heal him through Peter and John. Can you see that? Jesus cannot help you if you don't get into faith. Amen? Hallelujah. And you find that in Mark chapter 6, 1 through 6. The Bible says, in his own hometown, Jesus could do no mighty works. Jesus, God, Creator God, miracle worker, man of wonder, could do no miracle, no mighty work in his own hometown. It says because of their unbelief. Unbelief will hinder God. Amen. He's not going to bonk you over the head with the miracle. If you don't want one, you've got to get into expectation. You're a moral free agent created in his image and likeness. He has free will. He gave you free will. And he won't violate your free will, even to help you. If he would, he'd just save everybody in the world and we'd get out of here tomorrow morning, both barrels blazing. But he's waiting on people to make their own decisions as a conscious act of their God-given free will. And that's what was happening with this man when Jesus passed by every day for 3.5 years, going in and out of that temple practically every day. And that man never got healed under Jesus' ministry. And it wasn't Jesus' fault. This man finally got into expectation. Amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. See, right there, it teaches God doesn't want you to have money. No, it teaches he didn't have anything in his pocket. I don't have anything in my pocket either. Does that mean God wants me to be broke? Amen? I just didn't bring any money to church. Neither did Peter. Don't build a doctrine out of it. Amen? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, talking about his authority, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up immediately. His feet, say immediately. I told you the gifts of healings are always instant or near instant. Amen? They're always instant or near instant. Amen? Immediately. His feet and ankle bones received strength. He didn't go in the recovery process. This didn't take weeks or months. This happened immediately. This is the gifts of healings in operation. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. See what's happening? The dinner bell to salvation? This got everybody's attention. Amen? As the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, probably kissing them and hugging them. That's what I'd be doing. And all the people ran together unto them in the porch. You see, they're coming running into the porch that's called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw the people come running, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? As though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk. The God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified himself has glorified His Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied Him in the presence of Pilate when He was determined to let Him go. Who did the healing here? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peter said, don't look on us as if we did this. This isn't the work in the miracles. If it was the work in the miracles, it would have been the evangelist performing the miracle. But this is the gifts of healings in operation. When the gifts of healings are in operation, it's not the minister performing the miracle. It's God performing the miracle through the minister. Peter said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did this, not us. Now, don't go over there and read, because you'll miss what I'm saying. But if you were to go over there and read, which I know you won't, over there in Acts chapter 4, it reveals that over 5,000 men alone, you can read this before you go to bed tonight, and you can lay there thanking the Lord that I obeyed Pastor Joe when he asked me to not read Acts chapter 4 while he was preaching in Acts chapter 3. You can be proud of yourself when you're reading it. Over there it says that 5,000 men alone, not counting women and children, came to God through that miracle. You know what Peter did? He stood up, he saw them all come running. He knew why God finally performed that miracle. Once that man got into expectation, he took advantage of the opportunity. He led 5,000 men to Jesus Christ right there on that portico. 5,000 men alone. Men alone, not counting women and children. Say half of them were married. That's another 2,500. Say half of the ones who were married had children. That's another 25. Had two kids apiece. That's another 2,500. We can conservatively estimate that 10,000 people came to Jesus through one gifts of healing in operation. Can you see how the gifts of healings and the working of miracles are called, why they're called the dinner bell to salvation? Amen. But it doesn't always happen that way in the body. God expects us to grow in knowledge of His Word, stand on our healing covenant, use our faith, and get ourselves healed using His Word and the mighty power of Jesus' strong name. He wants us to grow in knowledge of His Word. He wants us to grow in faith in His Word. He wants us to build on the Word. Don't build on the gifts. What if they don't go into operation? You come up a loser. Maybe a dead loser. And then we got to do something with your body. Don't do that to us. Use your faith. Go into the recovery process. Who knows? God might just determine, in your case, the gifts of healings will go into operation. But if He doesn't, you'll miss your healing. You see what I'm saying? You get anything out of this tonight? You see the difference between the working of miracles and the gifts of healing? Go to Proverbs chapter 4. That's what comes into my heart, if you would. I speak to you by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We'll look at this. We won't stay much longer. Proverbs chapter 4, Barbara, I'm sorry. Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah. I enjoyed every bit of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love God's Word. Hallelujah. I'm just an old hippie boy from Boston. I'm just an old delivered drug addict. Amen. Listen. That was the work and the miracles that went into operation in my life. You know, let me just say this to you as well. Let me just remind you as you go to Acts chapter 4 and don't read when you get there. Proverbs 4, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 4. Angels operate in all three categories of gifts of the Spirit. Angels and men. Angels operate in the working of miracles. Angels operate in the gifts of healings. You see that throughout the Scripture. That hand, that giant hand that touched me on my head 26 years ago this spring and supernaturally delivered me from alcohol and drug addiction, that was an angel's hand. That was the working of miracles in operation in my life, not through a human being. The angel performed the miracle. That giant hand, it was so big, it came down over each of my ears, my forehead, and the back. It was the biggest. It was like Andre the Giant, only bigger. It touched me on the head three times. And some force, some power, some sort of liquid love came out of that giant hand, and I was rendered unconscious for nearly three full days. Didn't dream, didn't eat, didn't changed positions, didn't use the restroom, didn't drink water. And I do not believe that I was breathing for 3 days. And when I came, after that hand touched me 3 times, when I came to, I was able to tell the devil. Now, he tried to push drugs and alcohol at me after that, but I was able to tell him, I'm rubber. You're glue. It bounces off me and sticks back on you. I'm through with it. I was supernaturally set free and then anointed of God. Can you imagine what it was like for me to wake up and discover that I'm like this? Someone actually said to me, I liked you better on drugs. Would be funny if it wasn't my dad. But I had the opportunity to lead him to the Lord before he went to heaven. Still there! And I'll have the relationship with him in heaven that the devil wouldn't let me have with him on earth. Amen? Hallelujah. That was an angel of God, the working of miracles. Amen? Angels can operate in healing gifts over there at the pool of Bethsaida. The angel would trouble the water. And the first person to jump in there would be healed through the gifts of healings. How did that operate? I don't know. Neither do you. So there. We just know the angels do such things as that. Amen? Peter in prison in Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 7. The angel came supernaturally. Didn't even touch the prison doors. Just looked at them and they opened. The Bible says automatos. Automatically. Working a miracle. Suspended the laws of nature, that angel did. Caused Peter's chains to fall off. Kept all the prison guards unconscious. Opened every prison door along the way without even touching them. And then just took off. Left Peter in the street. The Bible says Peter thought he was dreaming. He thought it was a vision. But it was real. But the angel did that. Angels can operate in the working of miracles, just like a man, and in the gifts of healings. Amen? But God doesn't want us building on the gifts. He wants us building on the Word as His family. Did you get what I said about the gifts of healings operate primarily in the world to draw their attention to the gospel? Once they come into the family of God, like we did, He expects us to not build our faith on the gifts, but build our faith on what? On the Word of God. Look right here in Proverbs chapter 4. Here's what God wants us to do as children. Verse 20, my son and my daughter, attend to my words. Doesn't say attend to my miracles, does it? Attend to my gifts. No, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Look what he said. He's saying here in verse 20, faith comes into your spirit through the ear gate. In verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Faith comes in through the eye gate. Keep them in the midst of thine heart or spirit. For they are life unto those that find them. And what? Health to all your flesh. God wants you meditating on healing scripture as a child of God and using your own faith to bring healing into your body. Amen? Listen, Jesus is alive. And the gifts of the Spirit still operate today. I've seen every one of them, every one in operation in my life and in my ministry. I've seen all 9 gifts of the Spirit in operation. From the working of miracles to tongues and interpretation. Amen? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some of you have seen. I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you. I'm not just preaching something I haven't experienced. I'm talking experientially. When I say all of the gifts of the Spirit are still in operation today, I've had people tell me God doesn't do miracles anymore. And I tell them, too late. Too late. You're never going to convince me that God doesn't do miracles anymore because I am a miracle. Go down the street and put that off on some sucker who doesn't want to believe God's word or who doesn't know any better. But if you're trying to convert me into believing miracles don't happen anymore, you're 26 years too late. Where were you when I needed you? Or where were you when the devil needed you? Hallelujah. They still operate today. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One man gave me a telephone call one day and we need to dismiss. Amen? We'll have you out of here within the hour, I give you my word. Amen? I promise you probably will be out of here in an hour. I promise you probably will be out of here in an hour. Called me on the telephone one day. He was out in the desert with no shirt on, pulled his van over, it was overheating. He reached to take the cap off of the radiator on his vehicle and it exploded in his face. all over his belly, his arms, his face, his neck. He was horribly burned. He called me on the telephone, and all I could hear on the phone was water running. And I begin to hear someone say, John, come. John, come. Come over. John, come. It's Andy. John, it's Andy. I'm burned. I'm burned. I'm burned. And I just kept hearing water running. Well, I got on my motorcycle. I was living in Las Vegas at the time. It was after my Albuquerque fire pit experience when I quit the music industry. And the Lord dealt with me in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in that dream and that vision that you can read on our website. Amen. I had quit all that. I was involved in a local church and a Bible school, and I was answering the call to ministry. I jumped on my motorcycle. I drove across town. Somebody said, you rode a motorcycle. You Christians ride. Yeah, Christians ride motorcycles. If you can serve the devil on a motorcycle, you can serve God on a motorcycle. The wisdom for motorcycles came right out of the mind of Christ. So there. I rode across town, and I discovered what the water was. It took me probably 10, 12, 14 minutes to get over there. I discovered what the sound of the water was. He was at the sink pouring water over himself. He was horribly burned, terribly burned. You can imagine, the radiator exploded in his face. He's got the water running, he's slapping, and he was on the telephone prior to that talking to me. That's the water I was hearing. As soon as he saw me come in the door, he walked toward me. He took his hand. He'd stand up here. He took his hand and he kept going like this to me. Like this to me. He's got my hand now. He's doing this. He's going like this. And I'm just standing there looking at him. He's going like this. 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 And then he sat down on the sofa and went, oh, it's over. I said, what do you mean it's over? He said, every time you put your hand on me, I didn't put my hand on him. He was putting it on him. The heat came out of my body and went into your body. And he covered his entire front of his body. Now, this was a radiator explosion. Amen? He should have second, first degree burns. Is that what they would be, the worst ones? Amen? You need a doctor, you need to go. No, I told you I'm okay, he said. It was supernatural. He said the heat actually, I didn't feel a thing. And that wasn't my idea to do that, but that was the gifts of healings in operation through me. He was healed instantly. I went back and I saw him the next day, just to check on him. I was blown away. Big man of faith and power, huh? He was just a little pink. You would hardly even know that that had happened to him. Those things can happen in the body. I've seen it happen more than that time. Amen? Can't go into any more detail with you here tonight, but I can tell you that we are about to see a tremendous manifestation of the power gifts in operation in this earth, unlike any other time in all of human history, because it's revival time. You know that God historically moves in 50-year cycles? God historically moves in 50-year cycles. It's been over 50 years since America has had a half-decent spiritual revival of Christianity. If God skips our generation and doesn't give us a revival, we'll be the first generation, probably in the history of the human race, that He ever did such a thing to. We're due! It's time! It's happening now! We are now presently in the midst of the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit in the history of the human race, and we are going to see these gifts in operation because they're the power gifts are the dinner bell to salvation. They're going to come a running. Don't you discount miracles happening right here in our midst in this Holy Day Inn hotel room. Don't discount it. Expect it. That's how God's going to add to our numbers. That's one of the ways He's going to add to our numbers. Stand up if you would, please. Amen. Glory be to God. Did you get anything out of that tonight? Hallelujah. 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 The gifts of healings are the dinner bell to salvation. They don't always operate in our midst as the body of Christ. God expects us to learn our healing covenant and to place a demand on His Word for our healing, but they can't operate in our midst. But what are you going to do if they don't and you're sick? Amen? Learn the Word of God. Learn how to use your own faith. Learn how to use your authority in Jesus' name. And if God should choose to decide the gifts of healings should go in operation on your behalf, they will. Yes. But either way, you'll get healed if only you believe. Amen? Whether it's through the gifts of healings or the recovery process, it is always God's will to heal. Say that with me. It is always God's will to heal. The problem is everybody doesn't always meet the conditions for healing. But if you meet the conditions, you will receive. It's always God's will to heal. I can't say it enough. It's always God. I'll never stop saying it. It's always God's will to heal. Always, always, always. Matthew 8:16-17 says, when the evening time was come, they brought unto him many who were sick and possessed of demon spirits. He cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all who were sick. All. Do you know what the word all means in Greek? It means all. Amen. Everybody, Maurice said. In order that it might be fulfilled, that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, who himself said, he took our infirmities, he bore our sicknesses, and by his stripes we are healed, because we were healed at Calvary's cross, who his own self bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness. By his stripes we are healed. Lift your hands and praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just receive. If you have sickness in your body, just receive healing in your body now. Just tell the Holy Spirit, if only in your heart, you may touch me. I receive. I believe. It is your will. Just worship Him. Let's just worship Him. Thank Him for His goodness. Thank Him for His grace. Thank Him for His healing covenant. For ours indeed is a healing covenant. God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. If Jesus was from New England, he'd say, I am the Lord who healeth yous. If he was from Oklahoma, he'd say, I am the Lord that healeth y'all. Hallelujah. Arkansas, Texas. He is the Lord who healeth you wherever you are from. Amen. Just reach out and take it now. Just accept it now, His healing virtue, to flow into you. Oh, Father, we release Your healing anointing into their lives tonight. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Tumors and growths, go. In Jesus' strong name, bleeding, go. Oh, incessant itching, go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Partial deafness, be gone. Satan, loose these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. People who are having difficulty with joints, be healed. And then wake up in the morning, healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, moisten their joints in Jesus' name. Supernaturally, let your word bring healing to their bones, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, female problems, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed. Oh, just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. Headaches, go in Jesus' name. Migraines have no place in you. Tumors and growths, no place in you. Say, sickness, you have no place. In me. In Jesus' strong name. Well, glory be to God. Just worship.